Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, this Tuesday, August 6th, we are reviewing some noteworthy updates in the Australian financial services sector. We start with the news from yesterday regarding regional carrier Rex Airlines, which sadly entered voluntary administration. High operating costs and fewer passengers have made a significant impact on this dedicated service provider for remote communities, a scenario worsened by increased fuel prices and pandemic-induced travel restrictions. As part of their strategic survival plan, Rex is restructuring and seeking new investors while assuring their customers and employees of ongoing recovery efforts. As we see in larger global carriers, competition in the aviation industry is fierce, and the journey out of post-pandemic economic downturn is far from smooth. We hope for a successful turnaround for Rex Airlines, with experts pointing toward pivotal measures like asset assessments and creditor negotiations. Shifting gears to a different strain on the financial industry, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, is reporting an alarming surge in fraud for the financial year 2023-24, with a significant rise in cases compared to previous data from 2021-22. Common scams include phishing, identity theft, and investment fraud. AFCA's chief ombudsman, David Locke, has emphasized the need for increased vigilance and education to counter these sophisticated tactics. As we navigate this digital age, the financial services sector has to consistently upgrade security measures while educating citizens about fraud awareness. Meanwhile, political pressure is building on the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA, from the federal opposition about the payments from industry superannuation funds to unions. More specifically, the focus is on the CFMEU. Senator Andrew Bragg expressed concerns about the propriety of these payments and criticized APRA's approach. In response, APRA defended that the Superannuation Industry Supervision Act does not prohibit such expenditures, thereby limiting its enforcement power. That said, they remain committed to auditing funds and ensuring that trustees are prudent when it comes to member beneficial expenditures. This tug of war sheds light on the ongoing debates concerning the ethical management of superannuation funds and union payments. Concluding with news from the Reserve Bank of Australia, the cash rate is expected to remain at its current 4.35% in the upcoming Tuesday meeting. However, borrowers are advised to prepare for potential future rate hikes given the prevailing inflationary pressures. Despite a slight increase in recent CPI data, core inflation has dipped marginally. The upcoming quarterly August statement is anticipated to influence the headline inflation figures as it includes a federal energy rebate. In the watchful eyes of our financial agencies and economists, it is critical to monitor these trends and react wisely to the economic cues. That's a wrap on today's financial services news. For detailed coverage on these stories and more, I invite you to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and have a great day, Australia.